Feeling the pressure of school leadership? Ready to make a real impact? Then listen to Control Shift Lead, the podcast designed exclusively for all school leaders. This partnership between AWB Education and Inspired Edification will bring you three powerful takeaways in every episode. Something you can control in your work, something that will shift your thinking or practice, and something concrete to help you lead your school or district. Get practical strategies and fresh perspectives to empower your leadership journey. New episodes drop on the first of every month. Search for Control Shift Lead on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe today.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
All right. Good morning, school leaders, and welcome back to your Morning Boost. I am your host, Adam Bush, and I'm wishing you a productive and insightful Monday. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that might seem straightforward, but holds surprising complexities. That is the idea of math as a universal language, more specifically for our English learner students. We are going to explore why this common assumption can be a pitfall and what specific linguistic challenges ELs face in math classrooms, drawing some insights from an excellent article by Melissa Grinstead on the AWB Education webpage. If you haven't had a chance to read that yet, I would strongly recommend it. Okay, welcome back. The phrase math is a universal language often suggests that numbers and equations magically bridge all communication gaps. However, as Melissa expertly points out in her AWB Education article entitled, "Is Math Really a Universal Language? The EL Experience?" this isn't quite the reality in our classrooms. While the symbols themselves are consistent globally, 2 plus 2 equals 4 everywhere, the language we use to teach, learn, and discuss math is far from universal. For English learners, particularly those new to our schools, U.S. math instruction presents a unique set of linguistic and conceptual hurdles that significantly impact their learning. Administrators often ponder questions like, why are our EL students who are strong in math in their home country struggling here? Or, how can we ensure our math curriculum is truly accessible to all linguistic backgrounds? The importance of this issue cannot be overstated. When we don't address these linguistic demands, we risk misinterpreting an EL student's math struggles as a lack of conceptual understanding, when it's often a language barrier. This article really highlights that it's not just about knowing the numbers, it's about understanding the language of numbers. So let's talk about some key takeaways and some actionable insights from Grinstead's article. First, it really helps to deconstruct this universal myth. The article emphasizes that while mathematical symbols are indeed universal, the academic vocabulary, things like sum or quotient, the entire discourse of math, which involves explaining reasoning or interpreting word problems, and even cultural contexts and how problems are presented, these are absolutely not universal. This means assuming prior math proficiency automatically translates to success here is a mistake we should avoid. Second, it's crucial to identify specific challenges that ELs face. They encounter significant hurdles with word problems due to complex sentence structures and ambiguous vocabulary. Academic math vocabulary itself is a huge barrier. For example, they might know circle, but not circumference. Abstract concepts and the demand to explain their reasoning in English also pose considerable challenges. Third, Grinstead provides us with effective support strategies. These include explicit academic vocabulary instruction, consistent use of manipulatives to make abstract concepts concrete, systematic scaffolding word problems by breaking them down into manageable parts, promoting collaborative learning using sentence starters, and very importantly, leveraging students' first language as a valuable resource when possible. Finally, a crucial point the article makes is prioritizing conceptual understanding. We need to ensure students grasp the mathematical concept first before demanding perfect linguistic articulation. Allow them multiple ways to show their understanding, whether it's by drawing or modeling their solutions. The article truly underscores that supporting newcomer ELs in math requires intentionally bridging the linguistic gap while leveraging their existing mathematical knowledge. You can find this invaluable article, again entitled, Is Math Really a Universal Language? The EL Experience, written by Melissa Grinstead. You can find this on the AWB Education website. Just search for the title, search for Melissa's work. She has a lot of great stuff there. Okay, to recap quickly, today we explored how the universal language of math isn't so universal when it comes to the language instruction of English learners. We highlighted the critical need for explicit vocabulary teaching, visual aids, scaffolded word problems, and valuing a student's first language to truly support their mathematical journey. Think about a student named Sarah, a bright new student from Honduras. She might understand the concept of multiplication perfectly in Spanish, but when a word problem uses product or factor in English, the linguistic barrier can obscure her conceptual brilliance. When we consciously integrate language support strategies, we empower students like Sarah to not only solve equations, but also truly understand, explain, and engage with the beauty of mathematics. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Monday. Again, check out that article if you get a chance, and check out some of Melissa's other work. It's fantastic. She is certainly an expert when it comes to providing great instruction for our English language learners. But once again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.